Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 19 through 20. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied, Paul writes. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The resurrection. That's the center of Christian teaching. It's the foundation on which our faith is built. It's the glue that holds our faith together. Jesus died for our sins. He was buried, and he was raised on the third day. And then as proof, he appeared alive to Peter, the 12, a group of 500 people, James, all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to Paul. But the resurrection is more than a powerful doctrine or an Easter sermon. There are times in our life when it gets very personal. Gary Habermas is a noted theologian. He has written extensively about the proof of the resurrection. But the truth became very real to him when his wife Debbie passed away in 1995. Here's how Habermas explained how the resurrection became personal for him in an interview with Lee Strobel. Losing my wife was the most painful experience I've ever had to face. But if the resurrection could get me through that, it can get me through anything. Strobel said, Habermas locked eyes with mine. That's not some sermon, he said quietly. I believe that with all my heart. If there's a resurrection, there's a heaven. If Jesus was raised, Debbie was raised. And I will be someday too. Then I'll see them both. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to die for my sins, and thank you for your glorious resurrection from the dead. Thank you that my hope is not only in you during this short lifetime, but also throughout all eternity. In your name I pray, amen.